Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on in. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Today's going to be a big show, guys. We are getting ready for the Phillies here. We got a big announcement this morning. The Phillies and WIP continue their relationship for years to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. It doesn't sound
How
like
about now?
Oh, good morning,
now?
Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, parents, if you're giving out popcorn balls for Halloween, don't even give out anything, man. Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want that stuff. The popcorn balls, don't do that. Don't do that to the kids.
You giving man. Halloween rules out today?
Well, I'm not. You know what's funny about me giving out Halloween rules? I'm not even giving out Halloween candy, but I'm telling everybody else what to do
that
with their candy.
That sounds about right. That does.
But popcorn balls, that's kind of a loser's move, man. That's not – it's keep it simple. Chocolate. No candy corn, chocolate. Candy hard candy is cool. No popcorn balls, no fruit, no apples. That's lazy. It's just laziness.
By the end of October, by Halloween, we're going to have Hugh's full rules for Halloween.
Yeah, that's just lazy.
We'll
Stop
have all those
lazy.
For you. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us. Come on down to Chickies in South Philly. And boy, do we have a big show lined up as we get ready for October baseball here in Philadelphia starting on Saturday. An hour from now, we'll be joined by Larry Boa, Eric Kratz at noon. Big Game Dante, our official anthem singer, will be here at Chickies later on in the show. And joining us, how about this? We got a treat today, Hugh. For the first couple hours of our show, we have Ruben Amari here. What's up, Ruben?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Great to be with you guys.
Great to have you here with us.
And right
you,
on.
You were down in Baltimore, right, for the O's and Royals series?
I was indeed. We got back last night on the train, zipped on out of there after they got blown up, and here I am.
Well, you're here, and the postseason is officially here with a couple of three teams have moved on. We get the Mets and the Brewers tonight. And, guys, I want to start there because – there's been a lot of discussion here the last couple of days in Philadelphia, Hugh, about this who the Phillies' opponent's going to be, right? Is it the Mets? Is it the Brewers? Yesterday, obviously, heading into the night, the Mets held the lead, and if they won, they'd be here. But they lost last night, right? So it's 1-1, and we find out tonight. And, Hugh, you know I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, like, the Mets have that look, that, like, that, like, team
they
gets
have,
hot.
They look like they have that magic.
Yeah, and I my first thought is I want to kind of avoid that, and I'd rather face the Brewers. But, Hugh, I was listening yesterday after we did our show, and I'm going home, and also, they did an intervention on the afternoon show, Hugh, because Jack was terrified. I mean,
yeah, it was a little sad to hear Jack in his feelings the way that he was, you know, being a grown man.
Right, he's totally terrified of the Mets.
Is he a grown man?
Well,
he has a grown man's body.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He is a father of almost two now. So, yeah.
No, he said, that'll make you grow.
Well, I guess not. But he's either way, he's scared of the Mets. And Ruben, I'm curious where you come down on this, because my thought is, look, the Mets have a look to them that, you know, they've gotten hot since June, and I'd rather avoid that. But the closer we get to this, and tonight we get a deciding game between the Mets and the Brewers, Ruben, I've decided to embrace it. I've decided to embrace the Mets thing. If they're the team that comes here, I'm not going to fear them. I'm going to embrace it. I think it'd be – we've never had a Mets-Phillies playoff series. The atmosphere would be incredible. I'm not worried about their fans coming down. I know they're a good team. I know they're a division team. But I'm going to embrace it, Ruben. I'm not fearing the Mets. I've decided to accept they might be the team, and I'm okay with it. Ruben, what's your thought on if it is the Mets coming in here on Saturday?
Yeah, so this is the beauty of baseball. I mean, it really doesn't matter who you play. It's all about your own team. It's only about the Phillies, whether they can make the adjustments that are necessary to the pitching that they're going to face and be able to play the type of baseball that they should play to be a champion. If they play good, solid baseball, I don't give a crap who they're playing. Mm. They will win because they have the most talent. That said, they're going to have to make the adjustments that are necessary, and a lot of teams know how to pitch them. They're vulnerable right now, and people and players know it, and it's really about whether they want to make the adjustments to be the team that they need to be.
Well, that's clear. I mean, and then they need to be the team. If the Phillies play to the level we saw early in the season and this the kind of baseball we know they could play, Hugh, they'll beat anybody. I mean, they can beat anybody. That's why they've been one of the favorites all year. But Hugh, on the record here, before the Mets and Brewers play tonight, do you want the Mets? Yes or no, Hugh Douglas?
I don't want the Mets, but I don't want them because I'm not afraid of them. Let me say that first. It's just the annoyance of having those Mets fans coming down here and trying to take over. That's it. The last time that I remember seeing something that was similar to that was the Sixers and the Knicks.
Yeah, why do you got to bring that up? That
well,
was
no,
a disaster.
I'm just saying
it was a disaster.
And let me be transparent here. I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think Philly fans are going to let that happen because we've been kind of waiting for this for a long time. We've been waiting for Red October for a long time. It's finally here. I don't think that's going to happen. But still, just to have them down here, man, and dealing with all of that, I just don't want the annoyance. It's more annoyance than anything.
Well, it would be. But though I don't think it's going to happen the same way.
I mean, it's not. So I don't think so.
A couple things caught me when we were talking about that the other day. Yes, it did happen. And Knicks fans came down here, and it was
a takeover.
It was embarrassing. I mean, we call it for what it was. It was embarrassing. But this is a little different. Then, I don't think many people believed in the Sixers, and they sold their tickets. I don't get that sense at all with this fan base right now with the Phillies. There's a belief here in the Phillies. And there wasn't in that particular Sixers team as a 7 seed last year. Joel was – it was just different.
There was a lot going on.
It was. Look, I think the Mets are a good team. And I think they're appropriately dangerous, just like the Brewers are. But I've decided to embrace this. I'm going to the game on Saturday. And if it's Mets, I expect everyone there to drown the Mets fans out, just to be louder than the Mets. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, but
here we go.
Let me say this.
You're going to be playing face today
on
Red October Day, Hugh?
Listen to what I'm about to say.
All right, go ahead.
Rhys Hoskins said the other day that Brewers fans, they're just happy to be there. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to, like, somebody that's just happy to be there?
To me, the Brewers fans, they are very cordial. They're
yeah,
very,
that's
you know,
a good word.
I mean?
They cheer for their team, but
hey, we'll get them next. Hey, we don't get this, we'll get them next time.
I'll tell you, I was down in Baltimore for that Baltimore Kansas City series, and it was like a morgue there in Baltimore. I could not believe the difference in what it's like in CBP as it was in Camden Yards. And Camden Yards is a fantastic ballpark. I mean, it's terrific.
And they had a pretty decent team.
And they had they have a great young team. And I was really disappointed in the Baltimore fans.
It's different here, man.
And it's way different. I will tell you that I've been obviously in a ton of ballparks, but there is nothing like CBP during a Red October. Nothing like it.
Yeah, Ruben, I was watching yesterday a lot of that game. I don't know if it was the weather. There were some empty seats down there. I think we've been spoiled the last couple of years. I think it's not like that everywhere, Ruben. You would think it is because it's October. It's not like it is here everywhere else. And Ruben, I expect Saturday, if it's the Mets or it's the Brewers, and I know if it is the Mets, obviously some of their fans will buy some tickets to come down here. But regardless, it's going to be – the only thing I could compare it to is it almost sounds like a football game at a baseball game. It sounds like there's 80,000, but there's, 43,000.
It's almost like being in a dome. And when the dome – the sound reverberates, I've been in Minnesota and I've been in the King Dome, like the old ones that were around for a long time. And those places are ridiculous. And even when Toronto, when they close their roof, it's crazy in there. But I will tell you that in CBP, it's even louder because you have a tough time, being able to talk to the guy right next to you. literally the guy in the dugout. And so when you have that kind of electricity in a ballpark, it does affect the game. There's no question about it.
Ruben, before we go to the phones on this, at 215-592-9494, live at Chickie's today for our Red October Rally. It's a special day, and it's a special time here in Philadelphia. Ruben, take me back to your time in the front office, your time as a coach, your time as a player. Like, we could sit here now and say, bring on anybody. Do you think internally Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski have a preference? I know players probably just get ready to play, but from the management perspective, do you think they have a preference based on, hey, I think we match up a little bit better against the Mets or the Brewers?
They may, and again, I just think that the focus has to be on, you know, how well and how prepared their own team is. And it, for me, in 2008, we had of the four teams that went on, or the five teams that went in from 7 to 11, that was probably, as far as just pure talent is concerned, may not have been the best team, but they were the best prepared, and they were the hottest, and they played sort of a team that wasn't really prepared for them. So, I mean, it's all about your ability to execute in the tight. And I think the fact that the by and large, this team has played in the playoffs the last couple of years. They understand what they need to do. I think if they have the ability and, I guess, the gumption to be able to handle that, if they can, and I believe they will, they can make the adjustments that are necessary when they're trying to be executed against. And if they can execute their own game plan, they'll be fine.
You know, Ruben, I hate to be that guy, but I have to talk about the elephant in the room. And I know Joe doesn't want to bring it up, but I think that it needs to be brought up. Because over the last couple of seasons, the team that has had the bye has had a little bit of an issue advancing. Is that something that you think that this team should be worried about? Or is this something that we should be worried about as fans?
No, I don't think so. I think it's an excuse, and I think this team feels it's an excuse. You got to be ready to play. Once the bell rings, man, you got to be able to flip the switch and play the game. And if you're not prepared to do that, then that's shame on you. And I think that Rob Thompson's doing everything he can to get guys ready. They did the inner squad stuff. They've mm-hmm. done the things that are necessary to try to be prepared for this thing. But really, these guys are veteran enough, and they've been through it enough to be able to be prepared mentally for the task at hand.
Ruben, part of the reason I'm not really worried about it is I just feel like all the reaction to it is such a small sample, right? Like all the other things we have with baseball, it's over years and years. Right? We could say, well, this is an advantage, this is a disadvantage. This has only been going on for 2 years. I mean, it's hard for me to say the Braves lost the Phillies because of the bye. Maybe they just lost the Phillies, right? Like maybe the Dodgers ran out of pitching last year. Ruben, do you think this will even out over time? I know the Phillies, we hope they win now. But over the next, let's say, decade, do you think it evens out? I have to imagine eventually the better teams, right, the teams that had the bye, will start winning some of these series. It just feels to me like a very small sample that we're reacting to.
Yeah, baseball is a really fickle game. You just don't know whether people will make the adjustments necessary. But, I mean, to me, it's really about making sure that over those, you know, 3 or 4 days that they are off, that they plan better, that they, you know, that they're, you know, doing things that prepare them better. And I do believe that at some point it'll all even out. There is something to be said for mojo. There's something to be said for momentum. And I think that's going to be part of it. But you can create your own momentum. And it only takes one game or two games to turn that momentum around. Or maybe one pitch or one at bat. And so it's really about trying to get, you know, regain your own momentum if you've been off for a little while.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We're live at Chickie's today in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice cold Budweiser. Online, chickiesandpeets.com. All right, tonight it is Game 3, Mets and Brewers. We'll find out tonight who the Phillies' opponent is here on Saturday. Let's get on the record today. Kyle's back in the studio today. Kyle, I know we've had our conversations last week or so about this Mets team. Now that we know it's a win-and-in deciding game tonight, officially, do you want the Mets?
So, you know what? I think I'm starting to get there where I'm just like, bring on anybody. This team, with Zach Wheeler going game one at Citizens Bank Park with the roar of the Red Sea behind him, I'm ready to take on anybody. So I'm starting to get there. I was sick to my stomach yesterday with nerves just watching playoff baseball. But then I reminded myself, like, this is the Philadelphia Phillies. We're NL East champs. for a reason. We are one of the best teams in baseball for a reason. Bring it on, baby. Let's go.
So, Hugh, on the record, Hugh's the only one scared of the Mets, right? That's what we're doing here.
I'm
now?
Not seeing. Well, first of all, Hugh. I said the annoyance of Mets fans.
Yeah, but you don't want the Mets yet.
I don't want them to come down here. I don't.
Well, we got to keep them out. I mean, that's people got to save it, not sell their tickets.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as bad, but no, I'm not afraid of them. It's all just right. That I want somebody. Wouldn't you rather play somebody that's just happy to be there? They're just happy to be here.
Well, their fans might be. Are there players? Yeah. I doubt their players are.
It just feels like that's the case. And you've had more success against the Brewers during the regular season than you've had against the Mets. The Mets have been surging lately. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of that, too.
I could hear it.
I'm not afraid, though.
Yeah.
Not why Ruben's sitting here. I'm not afraid because Ruben's sitting here.
Oh, you put up a front.
He's assured me.
We hear it in your voice. You don't want the Mets. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Red October show, kickoff show, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up? So first off, guys, let me give you a quick shout out here. Congratulations to the greatest sports talk radio station in the country for getting the extension to continue and cover the greatest team in Major League Baseball. That's our Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, it is awesome. That announcement today was great. I couldn't wait to hear what was going on when because I didn't know what it was. We tuned in at 8:40, and John Middleton's there, and yes, the Phillies at WIP. I agree with John Middleton said this morning. There's something about baseball on the radio. It's just it goes perfect together, and it's awesome. We're going to have him for years to come here.
It does. Hugh Douglas,
yes.
Plant-based Hugh. Will you please move away from that wet blanket? Why'd you bring that?
What do you mean? I don't. It's not every day that I get to talk to a GM, so I got questions, and I have a few more that I'm going to ask.
No, the questions are good.
Bring
them. I'm just saying because before we started the show, I asked, could I ask some of these questions, and I have a few more questions I want to ask as we get through this. But no, I have to know. I'm just curious because I'm pretty sure Rube's a fan too at some point, but he's in a position where he can't let his fandom or his feelings take over. So I'm just curious.
So you're the one that's scared for all of us.
No,
I get it.
I'm just curious to see how he thinks. That's it.
Let him have it, Chris. Go ahead.
All right. Well, listen, guys. Let me tell you something here. So, first of all, I'm not scared of anyone. All right? Ruben, I'm so glad you're there because you are 1,000% correct. No one can beat this team. The only team that could beat us is us.
Correct.
How rare is it that you're in that position that you are the best team? You have all of the best of everything. And the only way you're going to fail is if you fail yourself. And that is not the case. This team is primed. We are going to do it, Hugh. We are going to do it, Kyle. I'm not afraid of the Mutts. I'm not afraid of the evil empire. I'm not afraid of anybody. As a matter of fact, I want the Mutts. I want the Yankees. I want everybody so we could show the world when we kick their you-know-what on national television to show everybody the dominance of this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Philadelphia team. Guys, I'm going to let you go because I know you got a lot of callers. Dude, let's go!
Let's go, Chris.
Love the energy. Love the energy.
The energy is going to be there the next couple of days. And I expect that energy to be there in the park on Saturday with a 4-0-8 first pitch against whoever it is, the Mets or the Brewers. But, you know, Ruben, you said something there, and Chris reiterated it, that the Phillies' main challenge is themselves in this. Because, Ruben, you look at their teams last couple of years. I know you said your team's 08 was probably the maybe not as talented as some others, but they were playing together. This team, we hope and we think, is playing together. They're also, I think, the best team they've had the last 3 years. I mean, just think about the bullpen, Ruben, they've had the last couple Octobers compared to this one. There's just, I trust more guys down there. It just feels like a deeper team in every area. Starting pitching, lineup, the bench, which really they didn't have much the last couple of years, and Ruben, the bullpen. Like, this team is as complete as we've seen in a long time here in Philadelphia.
Totally agree with that, and I think it's the most complete team in all of baseball, and it's really a matter of being able to play the game right. They got to play great defense. One of the things that I noticed in this last Baltimore-Kansas City series, I don't know if you guys saw, anybody saw it, but the defense was absolutely spectacular. Yep. Every single play that was made, needed to be made, was made. Even plays that shouldn't have been made were made, and it's totally impacted the game. You have to be able to play great fundamental baseball. What is that in the playoffs? It is pitching, it is defense, and it is base running. If you can do those three things, and you're great, and you'll be fine. If you do not, then it makes it a lot more difficult to get it done, and you're basically relying on other teams' mistakes, and you're relying on the home run. And in the case of Baltimore, that did not work out all that well.
Well, the margins, Ruben, it feels like, are so much thinner. You know, like you mentioned defense. I was watching the Baltimore-Kansas City game you were on yesterday. The defense, you said it was great. And I think back to 2 years ago in the World Series, right? I think we can say now the Astros were probably better than the Phillies. But the line wasn't that much, right? Game 5 of the World Series 2 years ago, Reese couldn't make the play at first down the line.
Correct.
And McCormick makes the play in the outfield. Ruben, you switch those two plays. The Phillies are going back to Houston up 3-2. They may have won that World Series, even though the Astros probably had the better roster. It just feels like the margin is so thin in October.
Yeah, my feeling is that if you play flawless defense, you have the best chance. And no one really talks about it or thinks about it all that much, but defense is such an important part of winning championships. I think back to the play, very first play, I think, in the first inning in 2011 against the St. Louis Cardinals in that deciding game. We missed a cutoff man.
Yep.
And we ended up, they ended up scoring a run, and it ended up beating us. And so you got to play the game right. And if you don't play the game right, it's going to bite you in the rear end.
There's no doubt. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record today. We're going to find out tonight who's the Phillies' opponent starting Saturday, game one of the NLDS. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
I don't want the Mets, but it's only because of their fans. Like, it doesn't
exactly
really matter. It really doesn't matter who we play, because as long as the top six guys in this lineup hit, and you only need really three of them to do it in any one game, it doesn't matter which three. And Ruben already broke it down, defense and pitching. If you're strong up the middle, you're going to win baseball games. And I don't think there's any team out. Look, we've been the top team all year long. Within the top three, pretty much the whole season. So the reason for that is, there's been times where they hit really good, and there's times where they pitch really good. And when they were really rolling teams, they were doing it all at once.
Well, they were. I mean, the beginning of the season. And, Jeff, that's when they were doing everything well. They were hitting runners in scoring position. They were playing defense. All four starters were pitching well. They had the bullpen rolling. Like, you know, we've seen it. When the Phillies have been at their best this year, they've been the best team. I mean, they were as good the first two and a half, three months as any team, you know, we've ever seen around here. That's how good they were. They were playing like a 110-win clip for a while.
Yep, and I think I said this yesterday. I like Rojas in center and Marsh in left, because the defense is so important. Like Ruben said, you cannot make errors. You can't make mental errors or physical errors. And both of those guys, the outfield is better defensively overall. Castellanos, I don't know what that guy does, but he knows how to position himself. He makes the regular plays. He makes some crazy plays, but he always makes his plays. And that's where the game's going to be won or lost when you get to October.
Well, and he's made a lot of those big ones in October the last few years. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today at Chickie's of Pete's at South Philly for the Red October Rally. Midday show being joined by Ruben Amaro here for the first couple hours. At 11, Larry Bowe will call in. We'll talk to Aaron Kratz later. Big game, Dante Hugh is going to show up here live.
He's going to sing for us.
He's going to sing the national anthem here at Chickie's of Pete's. We got a lot today going on. Your phone calls, well, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll take your calls officially. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. We'll find out tonight, is it the Mets or is it the Brewers in the NLDS? Do you want the Mets? I've decided to embrace this thing. Like, they're good and they're dangerous, but I've decided to embrace it. It would be fun to beat the Mets in the NLDS. Also, on the other side, coming up, Phillies played an intra-squad game yesterday. We'll give you the details on that and what Topper said about how Ranger Suarez looked in that game. 215-592-9494. Get on board. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.